This year marks the 10th anniversary of the Granite State Comic-Con, also known as GraniteCon. The annual gathering has come a long way. As in so many other places, the Comic-Con started small and grew to the point that it's now a two-day extravaganza of costumes, comics, artists, actors, video game tournaments, even a time-traveling DeLorean from the movie Back to the Future 3. Joining me with more on GraniteCon is Chris Prue of Double Midnight Comics in Manchester, which organizes the event. Chris, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
The idea of a Comic-Con was literally people would buy and sell comic books, and mm-hmm. that might be the extent of it, or there might be something more going on. There might be guests, or there might be communities coming together, but there was an underground feel about it, mm-hmm. and now with comics and sci-fi and video games being such a huge influence on mainstream culture, I wonder how that changes the dynamic. Does it still feel underground for people who have been to these events for a decade?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. When I was starting to collect comics, it was, hey, there's a bunch of people selling comics, and maybe like one guy who worked on a Marvel book. Conventions are just growing at a rapid pace. I think it's because of things like the Avengers and all the Marvel movies, and then Game of Thrones, and pieces of pop culture. There's something for everybody. And then there's the kind of, you get the hardcore fans, but then you also get the people that are curious, you know, like, hey, I want to go and take my picture with a stormtrooper, or people that are into Walking Dead, the TV show. Hey, I'm kind of curious. I want to see what this whole Comic-Con thing is about. And I'm hearing from a lot of people that this is their first time ever going to a comic book convention. So it's really neat.
You're also going to have some New Hampshire-based creators. And who should we know about or start looking into their work that's based right here in this state?
Rich Woodall is an artist who's out on the Seacoast area, and he's done some covers for some comics, and he's produced his own comics, and he has one this week. He did a cover for a new Powerpuff Girls comic book, so we're going to have that available. He's done some for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so it's kind of cool to have Rich, a local talent. He was at our first show 10 years ago with his first book, so it's kind of cool to see him working on these properties. A good friend of ours, her name is Sarah Richard. She's also on the Seacoast, but she used to shop at our store in Manchester, and now she's doing My Little Pony covers for us. And we have our own store exclusives, so we're like, hey, we really like Sarah to do a cover for us. And she did like six of them for us, and now she's like a regular My Little Pony artist, so which is really cool. So she's been on like panels at like San Diego Comic-Con and stuff, so which is really neat.
If you know about Comic-Con, you know people show up in costume. That's nothing new. But mm-hmm. I guess I didn't realize now we see organized groups of people who mm-hmm. dress in costume together.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a group of pirates mm-hmm. at the Comic-Con, yeah. and there's an entire squadron of Imperial Stormtroopers. They call themselves the 501st New England. How new is that?
The 501st has been around for a while. I think they're kind of one of the first organized groups, and they've been recognized by Lucasfilm. We had them, I want to say, 5 years ago. Like, they first started coming to the show. That's, I think, when we really started to kind of gain steam with all these Star Wars characters around, and they bring in a full-size Jabba the Hutt puppet, which is really cool. So you can have a picture taken with Jabba the Hutt. A couple years ago, the Ghostbusters in New Hampshire kind of came on the scene, and the New England Brethren Pirates, they're on the scene now. And then other people are getting stuff together. Like, there's a Judge Dredd group, the Browncoats from Joss Whedon's Firefly. And so, yeah, there's whole communities built in. And then there's just a lot of people that just like to hang out and take pictures with people. So
I guess when you're attracting the attention of the Galactic Empire, that's mm-hmm. why you know that you need a second day and you've
yes.
arrived, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've made it. So,
well, Chris, thanks so much for coming in and talking with me today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
Chris Prue of the Granite State Comic-Con, which takes place this weekend. You can learn more about it at nhpr.org.